Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew 4:23-24. From every quarter they brought their illnesses to Jesus, and he healed them. There was no infirmity that was beyond his power. Jesus showed such compassion for those whose bodies were frail with the various diseases. Lepers came to him, as well as centurions. Jesus provided the necessary evidence to show that he had come from God to heal humanity. When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 8:16-17. With his healing he forgave sin to show his divine power. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Matthew 9:2. The healing of physical infirmity showed his power to heal sin. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Christ came to heal the most deadly of infirmities. As the disciples of Christ went forth preaching in his name, they healed as a manifestation of the truthfulness of the gospel which they proclaimed. And beholding the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Acts 4:14. The message could not be denied because the healing could not be denied. Christ had shown the great power that he possessed as he healed the illnesses of the afflicted. And now he is declared by his apostles as the healer of the nations. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Acts 10:38-39. Jesus, who healed the illness of the body, now heals through his gospel the sickness of the soul. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.